The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
Cutting through the crap to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom.
From the planet's most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So, as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com. That's D-E-X-T.com and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you. So Martin, this is our part of the show where I ask you, what's caught your eye this week in the news for the accounting fintech profession?
I'll tell you what, Rob, there could only be one news item this week, and that is the mini dust up, let's call it, that we saw on social media when someone within Xero chose to make a decision without speaking to anybody else, it would seem, and mail out an offer or email out an offer to the clients of their accounting clients.
That caused the bust up, didn't it?
So, Claire, let's just break this down. A general ledger organization whose job it is to provide a tool to an accounting firm in order for them to do their job has chosen to cut the accounting firm, their first client, out of the mix and go straight to the end user, whose details, of course, they've got because the accountant has provided them in the cloud in the first place. Now, of course, Xero have direct relationships as well. And we can see from their sponsorships. They sponsor, at the time of recording, the British Lions Rugby, the Great British Business Show, they do direct TV advertising. So it's clear here that they have a market in the direct consumer.
So they're trying to earn the accounting client then, Martin, aren't they?
That's the discussion. That's what the conversation becomes. Who owns the relationship between the accountant and the client? Because it would appear that the general ledger software company now thinks they do.
Well, we've had this before, haven't we? Didn't Intuit QuickBooks make a play to bypass the accountants and bookkeepers?
More than one, yes. but what interests me here is that what Xero decided to communicate direct about was about a third-party offer. My understanding, if it's correct, is this was about NatWest, I think, Rapid Cash product right, that they chose to go direct about. Now, of course, in doing that, not only do you run the risk of attracting the anger of the accounting customer who pays for the licenses, but you also, of course, then start annoying your app development partners who may also have an offering similar to the one that you're offering from NatWest. So I don't know if this is a strategic play where everybody says, how many different stakeholders can we pee off in one move? Or whether they thought, let's just do it and let everyone complain about it and then we'll apologize and backtrack and then we'll have our data. And I'm a cynic, Rob, and I think it's the latter. I think they've just gone ahead and done it knowing exactly what they were doing, because as you just said, there's a precedent about this.
Yeah.
They realized there was going to be pushback. They were measuring just how bad the pushback was. Once they had measured that, they threw their apologies out and went, somebody didn't talk to somebody else and we had no idea what was going on and I don't know, and it'll never happen again.
Yeah.
And all that kind of bluster and rhetoric. But what they've got is the data. They know who's responded. They know who's open. They know who's clicked. They have got their data, and that's their little test attempt to find out what happens if the mass market gets contacted directly. I think that's a calculated play.
Yeah, very good. And also the question here is, Where do they position accountants and bookkeepers in this? Are they the hero and central to the story, or are they actually marginalized? And the vendors and the fintech companies, they, as you say, own the client.
That's, for me, that was always the differentiation in the zero narrative. It was always the accountant is the hero of the story. They are central to it. It's a zero hero, zero champion. That was the narrative. Now, I don't know if some shareholders somewhere have got bored of waiting for a return and would like accountants to be faster than they are in getting zero licenses out to the mass market and said, let's just go direct. Mm-hmm. But some things happen because that kind of a move to happen by accident, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it plays out, and I'm sure we'll talk about it again. Thanks for that, Martin.
And by the way, guys, everybody listening, if you have any comments on this, okay, please let us know at the show by clicking the link in the show notes.
Improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work to make your firm really fly. Really fly.
The Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Aris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.